Joining us in the studio, Children 18-3. Good morning, friends.
Hey, good morning.
Hello. It's always an honor to be here at Radio U.
Oh, we love having you guys in.
Thank you.
So off air, I was asking you how the tour was going, and I didn't want to ask any more questions after that.
That was it.
I didn't think it was that funny. I just said it was going great.
No, there was.
You said it was a very long tour.
Yeah, longest we've ever done. It's been an honor. It's been great. Yeah.
How long have you guys been on tour?
We've been out getting toward 3 months now.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah. We were home for a minute for Easter. And then back on the road here. But it's been great. You know, we're out with Disciple, Decipher Down, and Spoken, and Seventh Day Slumber. So it's all good dudes. And there's, like, we've been talking about it. You know, there's nobody on this tour that, like, annoys me.
Us.
You know?
That's saying a lot. There are a lot of people on tour.
Yeah.
Crew and bands, and nobody's annoying.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of people just on the earth, you know? Although, I mean, we still got room for... There's still a lot of room. You know, anybody that talks about this overpopulation thing has clearly never been to South Dakota. North Dakota. Russia.
Available.
But anyways, there's a lot of people on earth, and there's a lot of annoying ones.
Dude.
And it's the Lord, you know, puts those in our paths to so that we can grow in patience, because, you know, it's those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Most of us forget about the patience part, but this tour has been, you know, it's been great.
You know, it's interesting.
You have a higher likelihood of there being someone who would annoy you because you've been on the road for so long,
right?
And there are so many, so that is a bonus.
And I'll just tell you, like, if you want to find more of those stumbling blocks, visit as many radio stations as you can. Because while you guys have a very low incidence of annoying people, we collect those people here.
We can share some.
Look, the Lord chastises those that he loves, and every son that he has, he disciplines it, so... Consider yourself sons.
Either that, or consider yourself the thing whereby God loves people by putting me in their life.
Yeah, that's
maybe that's it. Maybe we are the annoying ones on this tour, and everybody else.
Look, Children 18-3, growing people up since 1999.
That is correct. Because if you're like, no, it's great. Everybody's just, it's us. It's us.
You're the ones.
If you don't know who the annoying person is, it's
you might
probably
be it.
You.
No, you guys can't be annoying. There's no way. Some other bands, maybe we wouldn't, you know, be so honest with that. But no, you guys are great.
Thanks, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's fine.
Now,
I'm
Obi,
sure
if you were on tour, I would not maybe say that. But
hey, I travel well. I do. I'm a great traveling companion. I'm quiet and. Just take my Kindle.
Light. You're not even there.
It's no problem. So how much of this tour is left then?
We are out for 5 more shows on this tour, including today in Scott Depot, West Virginia. So, hey, Scott Depot, we will see you in a few hours. And then we've got just another show by ourselves before we get back home to Minnesota.
So after 3 months on the road, you're finally home. What are you going to do?
Outside of laundry and the normal after tour stuff.
Just
haven't thought that far ahead.
Okay.
Yet.
All right.
One day at a time.
I guess it's asking a marathoner, what are you going to do when you cross the finish line?
Sure.
It's just like,
I don't know.
That makes sense.
Look, it's not exactly like that, guys. Tour is, everybody tries to tell you about how, I know how hard it is to be on the road and being away from your family, and it's so tough. And actually, we're living the dream, you know, every morning. Bring it on.
Yeah. Well, and you bring your family with
you.
So, I mean,
so it's good.
There's not that much that you have to miss. Seth, you've been so quiet over there. What are you doing?
He just gives you a grin.
Is it just trying to, you were up too late last night?
Probably.
Too many weights? Have you already?
With Spoken?
No, we're just hanging out with Spoken.
Okay, well, what does hanging out
with... Normally, you're the brightest, just the most wide awake in the morning.
Am I really?
Yeah. Every time you come in, we're always amazed. We're like, how is he doing that?
I'm telling you, like, I will forever remember. I don't even remember when it was, but, like, when you came in and you had coffee and a book and you were just sitting in the lobby reading,
and it was just like...
It's like, is he journaling? What is he doing?
This guy? What are you doing?
Not today.
Not today.
not after 3 months on their own.
Not 3 months. Treats different people different ways.
We have met a new Seth this morning. It's a new one.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to spend a few more minutes with Children 18-3, and then we're going to kick them out. because they have to go to West Virginia. It's a thing. A couple more minutes with our friends and children, 18-3.
And then they're off to West Virginia?
West Virginia. West Virginia. My mama, woo! Country road, take me home. You know, can I sing that? Is that FCC okay?
Yeah, I don't think they ever expected any of us to sing that on this station. So, yes, it's fine.
All right, great. So
anything else you want to throw out there? Like,
yeah, go
hey,
for it.
Hey, we have a record. It's called Come In. It's been out for a year now. We're excited. We're releasing a documentary on the making of
That's cool.
Come In. It's called Great Big World. Stay tuned to our Facebook page and other social medias for the exact date of that release. But it's in the studio. It's funny. It's exciting. It's it'll make you want to buy a second copy of Come In, because we know you all support the band if you don't listen on Spotify or anything. And
that's the best way. Not just one copy, but you need several.
Yeah, actually, you know what I always end up doing? I end up buying the album and listening to it on Spotify.
Oh, you just do both. Yeah, digital and a physical
I end up buying
copy.
The album and listening to it. Thank you, Obadiah. Yeah.
Hey, he can't guarantee welcome. That also with other groups, but no, he gets both.
For instance, never mind. Yeah.
There's no
we'll
need
never
to mention.
Do that. No
we don't need.
Need
to mention anybody
no,
by name.
No, but
at
a
this
lot
point.
Of times, if you buy your stuff digitally, you know, you can still support, especially if you see a band on like actually doing a concert and stuff, to buy the album there too to support directly.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys are taking. You're coming off of this 3-month tour. You've got some downtime, but you said that you already had a fall tour lined up, right?
Yeah, we'll be out doing festivals all summer. So we'll get home and then we'll start doing our summer festival run. And then in August, we're heading out on the Small Town America tour with Seventh Day Slumber and Scarlet White and a few other bands. And that goes through into November.
Wow.
So we'll be, hitting up the States. Check out the online for scheduling and come see us.
Sounds like you guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, you know what, Children 18-3, we're glad that you guys stopped in to see us, and you guys can see them West Virginia tonight.
Tonight.
Yes.
Summer festivals and then a fall tour.
So stay tuned, through Children 18-3's Facebook page, especially for the upcoming then documentary on the making of the album to find out how I have a chance to watch it.
I like to follow them on the Twitter.
Yes. That is his perfect way of doing that.
That's an option. So, guys, thanks for coming in this morning and safe
thank
travels.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Love being here.